Leah Lagos. Am I pronouncing that right, Leah?
That's correct.
All right. You are a family therapist, and talk about your cool website.
It is www.drleahlagos.com.
And I really wanted to talk to you about this. When I saw this, it's the kind of headline that you see that just blows your mind. There's a new video game that lets you play as a member of the Taliban. It's a standard feature of the World War II-themed video game Electronic Arts, best-selling Medal of Honor series. And in the multiplayer sessions, while some players take on the roles as the Allied troops, the other half wind up playing as soldiers of the Third Reich. Now, EA's next Medal of Honor release is set up the discomfort factor that comes with such an option, as it's set in Afghanistan, and you can play as the Taliban. The Third Reich and the Taliban, it blows my mind.
It is a frightening thought when I heard it, too. And what's interesting here is that time is such a sensitive factor. So kids, adolescents, teenagers have been playing for years that they're Nazis in the Third Reich. It doesn't sound very settling or comfortable to hear that. And now it's become even more sensitive because they're playing as the Taliban. And we have soldiers, good young men and women who are honorably serving our country overseas. And we don't make fun of someone whose mom just died, and it has that kind of frightening quality to it.
You know, I wanted to ask you, Doctor, when I play with my six-year-old, he likes Hulk, and he always wants to be good Hulk, and he wants me to be bad Hulk so he can put me in my place. And what I wonder about that is, are kids still more in tune to being the good guy, and what are we to make of when they want to be the bad guy?
Normal for them to want to experiment with both sides. And just like your son wants to some days be the good Hulk and for you to be the bad Hulk, and maybe some days it's reversed. But there's certainly a line that's crossed when we simulate real tragedies that are going on in this world. And what's achingly painful about this game is that it's actually set in a part of Afghanistan where we've lost 1,200 soldiers and troops.
And what I guess a lot of parents who don't know what games their kids are playing is, and maybe to the ignorance of the kids that really don't think about, you know, what it means, if you go out and you pretend to be someone like this in public, if you say I'm this guy, you're going to be prejudged, and who knows what the consequences could be.
Absolutely. And I'm also concerned that it desensitizes children who are younger, such as your six-year-old son, to the atrocities of what's going on here and now in the war. They see it as a game, and at 6 years old, really, children under 13 years old have less ability to differentiate from fantasy and reality. It desensitizes them. And for that reason, I certainly wouldn't recommend this game for children that are under 13 years old, because they don't have as much of a skill for differentiating fantasy from reality and really being in touch and in tune to what's going on in the real world.
Leah, at what age should we allow our kids to maybe play these type of games? And how do we, I guess, what age do we start explaining to them about war and the atrocities of war and the good guys and the bad guys from our perspective?
Well, as parents, I think we have a very strong responsibility to monitor the content of video games no matter what age our children are, from 1 years old, if they're playing video games that young, to 18, but particularly from 1 to 13. Those are crucial primary formative stages where kids are still developing morals, values, a sense of reality, and a sense of what's really going on in the world.
All right, Leah, for folks who want more information about this topic and other things in dealing with your family, what's your website address again?
It is www.drleahlagos.com.
All right. Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate
it. Thank you. you. Take care.